Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9 gets passes into the Alice Lounge day after tomorrow for a performance, a private performance from Fitz and the Tantrums. This is a big deal. And I did not have you turned on. That was not your fault. That was my fault, Alex. My fault. Remember I turned you guys off earlier so we could figure out what was wrong with the whole thing. Didn't turn you back on. Hey, everyone, let's start this over. Hey, guys.
Hey.
If you're caller number 9-800-400-3697, you get a pair of passes into the Alice Lounge presented by Fremont Bank for a private Fitz and the Tantrums performance this Thursday. It's very exciting. It's just you and the band. It's a good time.
Yes.
A little tiny room. Right there. You smell the sweat. Woo!
It's the neatest thing. We take it for granted because we've done that stuff a lot. But there's really no way to describe what it's like to watch someone perform 5 feet. It's almost uncomfortable because
you're making eye contact.
You're like,
I guess I'll look away. What do I do here? Anyway, if you're calling 9 right now, you're in. 800-400-3697. Fitz in the Tantrums. All right. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Rebel. R-E-B-B-L. Rubble. Soulfully crafted, plant-based, super herb beverages. Cannot wait to taste the delicious Rebel for myself. Rebel. All right. Good job. Sorry, that was totally my fault. Poor Alex. Hooman is just making him so nervous. So crazy. Liam Hemsworth is speaking out after his split from Miley Cyrus. And by speaking out, he's saying, I'm not going to talk about this, you guys.
No.
Actually, he said a little bit more than that, but not too much. So this guy, he's 29 years old. He played, I can't think of the guy's name in The Hunger Games. What's the boyfriend's name?
I do not know. I never even saw The Hunger Games.
I know. We read the books. I can't believe I can't think of his name.
I can't think of it either.
Her name is Katniss Everdeen, and his name is Gage. His name is Gringo.
Let me see if I can find it.
Whatever.
Gale?
Gale.
Hawthorne.
So close. All right, so he played Gale in the Hunger Games movies. He addressed their high-profile breakup after less than a year of marriage and 10 on-off years together.
Wow.
In a post on Instagram, in which he wished Miley Cyrus nothing but health and happiness. Here's a screenshot of his Instagram post. He has 2,150,000 likes. That's got to make him happy. It's just a little sunset shot. As he looks out over the beautiful water, he says, "Hi, all. Just a quick note to say that Miley and I have recently separated, and I wish her nothing but health and happiness going forward." He went on to share that the split's a private matter, and he will not be making any comments to any journalists or media outlets. Any reported quotes attributed to me are false. Which is kind of a good thing to say. Like, listen, I'm not giving any quotes about that. If it's not a direct quote from this Instagram post, it ain't real. His message comes one day after Cyrus seemingly broke her silence on the separation with a post about embracing change. And on the heels of the pictures of her making out with Brody Jenner's ex.
Right.
Woo-hoo! Who's super cute. They're saying is this media take? Oh, this is TMZ. Miley tried to make the relationship work, but I was reading one report that said she was bored in bed. And he was even willing to bring other partners in to keep her interested.
Oh, no.
I know. She didn't want to, you know, conform to the housewife role that I guess she says he was looking for. But then, you know, she says, and she doesn't say it, some, you know, quote unquote source. Who supposedly, like, I'm sure all their friends are just running and selling stories. Maybe they are. What do I know? But Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter, she's Brody Jenner's ex, they're seeing each other. It didn't start until they'd both broken up with their people. And they say that, they're saying here that Miley made a valiant attempt to save her relationship with Liam. The two were struggling with various issues for months, and she was pushing for them to go to therapy and took other steps to make their marriage work. And this particular source is saying, he didn't even come close to meeting her halfway. It became apparent a while ago that it wasn't going to work. They're saying here, TMZ. They were drifting apart. They've been separated, according to this story, for months.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, in June, Liam was photographed grocery shopping without his wedding ring on.
Oh, really?
Everybody knows if you take that off for 1 minute, it means you've broken up.
So on and off for 10 years, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And then did they get married to save the relationship?
You know, people do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you made the ultimate commitment to me. There are new pictures of Liam in Australia with his brother Chris. And he looks sad. He does. I'll give him that.
Oh, it's got to suck.
Yeah.
He just got married, for crying out loud.
But they're saying here nothing was sprung on him.
You sat there saying you're going to do this for life, and you made it 11 months? That's a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those, like, wow, I'm disappointed in myself. Forget about, like, whatever, you know, her faults are. He'd probably beaten himself up.
Right.
Good grief.
Couldn't make it work.
We just dragged everybody to a wedding and did the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
11 months.
So Miley Cyrus has snatched up Brody Jenner's ex, and he...
Fail.
It is. It's like, man, I've had a zit longer than 11 months. You know? I mean, that's like... That's...
Yeah. Actually, I think they've only been married 8 months.
Eight?
Yeah. Five. Yeah, didn't they get married... They got married after the wildfire. I thought we saw yesterday was like, you know, around Christmas time. I don't know. I can't remember. Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter together. And so Brody, he's not wasting any time.
Why should he?
He's going with Josie Canseco.
Oh, Jose's daughter.
She's a hottie.
She's beautiful.
That TMZ, very helpfully, by the way. Thank you, TMZ. Put a whole... section of Josie's hot shots. You know, they're always, every time there's a story about some hot chick, at the bottom is a link to the hot shots. I'm like, well, I gotta look at those. Apparently Brody and I guess, is she on the Hills? They're sort of alluding to that in the story, this whole reboot of the Hills.
I don't know about that.
Hills sources say Brody and Josie hit it off and been hanging out a lot over the past few weeks, kissing and showing tons of PDA around friends. And, of course, then they go on to say they're taking things slow, but kissing and going PDA around friends. But they're romantically involved. Looks like, let me see if there's anything else about this. Here, I just want to show you this one picture of Josie. She's sitting on her heels in shallow water, like in a beautiful, clear ocean. Mm-hmm. And she's laughing because her sunglasses are caught in her hair, so she's taking... Look at that chick's waist. Like, that is, there isn't one. She's so fine. God. A little hottie. Of course, I like them skinny, you know, so. Anyway, now I feel like we can move on. You're up to date with the whole
Thank
Liam,
so
Miley,
much.
Brody, Caitlin, Josie Canseco. Hot. Andy Dick.
Yes.
Andy Dick's in the news today, everybody.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's nothing he did.
Oh.
Usually it's because...
It's always something he did.
He beat someone up in a pancake house or a Waffle House or whatever they're called. Or
someone,
you know,
or a girl.
Right. Or he, you know, is getting hashtag Me Too'd. Or he is a terrible person who said something slurrific. He was sucker punched by a guy in New Orleans over the weekend. He was performing at a place called One-Eyed Jack's.
Comedy.
Yeah. So he gets hit. I guess he had left after the show, which, by the way, they say the show was low-key, if anything, for an Andy Dick show. Like, he told some stories, he got some laughs. A good time was had by all. So he goes out the back to take some pictures and mingle a little and say hi to any fans who were there to greet him. And this one dude sucker punches him. And when he fell to the ground, he... whacked his head on a motorcycle and struck the pavement.
Oh my goodness.
He was unconscious, out cold for 15 minutes. Wow. And I guess people were really scared and freaking out.
That guy, I would never defend someone who sucker punches a person in public like that. but Andy Dick is completely inappropriate. And I don't mean in his stand-up act. I mean, you
in
just
the
said
world.
The story, like out in the world. He is hands-on.
So who knows why this guy was mad at him.
Obnoxious in ways that have gotten him arrested, actually. He's been arrested. What, you said it. Was it Buffalo Wild Wings? Where he grabbed some girl.
Yeah.
And they, butt. They,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Buffalo
they took,
Wild
they
Wings?
Took him to jail.
Sounds right. Mm-hmm. The assault. So Dick has, I guess, talked to, I'm not sure. This might be People Magazine here. The assault left Dick, and here's his
quote. I think that is a page 6 article.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So but it's all over the place.
He's saying, I was knocked out 100% for 15 minutes. And then he was rushed by ambulance to a hospital where he was put in intensive care for a possible brain bleed. The promoter says it is unclear why he was targeted, although Vinny makes the good point that, you know, who knows why this guy was mad at him. Maybe something he said 5 years ago. Yeah. Now I've got my chance. Here he is in my hometown. He was on his best behavior during the appearance. Some of his shows are a little wilder, said the promoter. Every show is different. This show was mostly storytelling. It didn't disrespect anyone. I'm honestly stumped, flabbergasted. I guess that his promoter and another guy chased after this man who punched him, mm-hmm. but he did get away. They're investigating the assault. The police are. They did file a police report on Monday. He was supposed to be at another nearby venue also this weekend, but canceled after the assault. You know, when you go to the hospital for a brain bleed, you tend to cancel things. So that's, now you're up to date on Andy Dick. It's the latest on him. I will say that, you know, while it's terrible what happened to him, I like Andy a lot. Like, we've actually met him a few times on this show, and, you know, I think he's a funny guy, and he's clearly twisted and got some stuff going on, but I'm actually, when I see an Andy Dick headline, I go, oh, no, what did
he
do now?
It's never good.
What did he do now? Mm-hmm. And it turns out he didn't do anything. So that's good news in a way.
That we know of.
Right. You're right. Who knows? Maybe this guy is going to get apprehended and go, he grabbed me by the wiener. Or
I agree with you, though. I like him as well. We've met him. And he's,
many times, yeah.
Absolutely nice enough.
Yeah. We had a great time with him. Apple is doing, you know, they're getting into the we have content too, fray. And one of the things that they have, which I've been seeing stuff here and there about, is it's a Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell show called Morning Show. And it's about a TV, like a, you know, Today Show or something like that.
No. All right.
So I've heard quite a bit about it, and I thought it must be a comedy, right? Steve Carell's in it. Jen Aniston, even Reese does comedy. Mm-hmm. It just sounded like it would be, but the trailer they released this morning,
yeah,
it seems like it's going to be a drama. Or maybe it's a dramedy, you know, it'll have its funny moments, but it seemed very serious.
It did, and I actually had to watch it a couple times because I was like, that's what they're going to release?
Right.
That doesn't look great.
Well,
but
there are no people in the trailer. So it's like a camera tour of the set of this morning show.
Mm-hmm.
And the overdub is little snippets of lines of dialogue that these people are saying during the show. So you hear their voices, and they sound like a couple of bitches and a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. And it's pretty, it's got a pretty somber overall tone to it. It's sort of surprising. So let me see if I can find the date when it's going to be, because it must be coming out pretty soon if they're releasing it here.
Right.
If they're releasing a trailer on it.
Fall?
The teaser did not announce a specific premiere date. They are saying this fall. Apple TV Plus, it's called. Is that something else I got to sign up for, or is that just like through?
No, you're going to have to sign up for that.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
Here it is. Apple's new subscription service.
I thought it was a movie, Sarah.
No, it's a series.
TV series, yeah.
Apple's new video subscription service will feature original shows, movies, and documentaries when it launches on the upgraded Apple TV app this fall. So if you've already got Apple TV at your house, it sounds like you'd sign up for it through that. And Apple TV is just one of those, it basically, there's Apple TV, and it's a hub for, like, I can get my Hulu content or, you know, other things through that. It's basically one like a Roku, almost like a collection of apps.
I play my music through the Apple TV.
Sure, and you can
and
cast
it's hooked
stuff
into my,
to it, yeah.
my amp and run through my speakers.
Right. So a lot of people have Apple TV, and yeah. this will be an easy upgrade, I guess. And possibly, like, if it's an app like the Roku stuff sort of gathers together, maybe you don't even need to have the Apple TV box to have it. I don't know. I guess we'll all find out this fall when we're forced to add yet another subscription service to our homes. Oh, boy. Let's see if there's something. You know, I'm going to do this Friends story because we were just talking about Jennifer Aniston. Friends premiered on September 22nd, 1994.
Okay.
So it'll be 25 years old next month. And that also means there's a celebration happening, and it's happening in movie theaters. More than 1,000 theaters are hosting something that's called Friends 25th, the one with the anniversary. It's 12 fan favorite episodes. So I guess they got a bunch of Friends fans together and they voted on the 12 best episodes, and they're going to do it. So you're going to see 4 episodes over a 3-day period, it looks like. September 23rd, September 28th, and October 2nd. So it's these. So you'll see 4 episodes of the show plus bonus content like interviews and behind the scenes footage, and the list of participating theaters. If this is, you know, you're like, oh my god, it's a Friends thing. I love Friends, and you have to see it. You do. I think you could just probably go to one of the nights, but if you're really into it, mm-hmm. then all 3. But they're going to list the participating theaters. Friday at fathomevents.com. So if you are a huge Friends fan, there's something for you.
I like your Friends fan impression.
Oh my
well
god
done.
Oh, I love Friends. It's so great. Oh, it's a funny That's Central Perk, right. And the barista. Oh,
the hand waving.
Oh, Friends. So Lego, I guess, is jumping on the 25th anniversary thing. Uh-huh. Next month they are releasing a Legos. So you know how you buy things in a set, and it's usually, you know, you build like a Star Wars ship or whatever it is. They're doing a Central Perk Lego set.
Oh.
And it's so okay. detailed and so cool.
It's cool.
I love it. I might have to buy this. I love it so much.
What?
It looks like it's coming out September 1st. It would be, so it immortalizes Friends Central Perk in Lego form. It's going to cost, well, I don't know how much this is. I think this is maybe close to $100 in U.S. money. It's £65 or whatever you call that in English money. So here, oh my God, and you've got to look at some of these photos of the, you can go to Gizmodo. Gizmodo has a whole story on it. You can see all the, there's the set and then the... And it has the big orange couch.
You're too grown for this.
No, I'm not. Stop it. It's great. It's a collector's item. And then there's all the characters sitting around. Oh, it's fantastic. And there's an overview of the whole set right there. So if you're a big Friends fan, it sounds like for about $100 you can get the Legos. You know, it's probably limited edition, too. I got to figure out how to get my hands on that. I need that in my life. I need to put that. You know what I need to do?
Who's that?
That's the barista guy.
That's Gunther?
Gunther. That's his name, right. Well, he's, you know, of course he'd be at Central Perk. That's where he works.
Right.
What I need to do is 40 years ago, I need to buy and never unwrap all the Star Wars stuff. Mm-hmm. So this is me starting my collection of things that are in my attic that never get opened. Just seems like something to have.
All right.
Thanks, Vinny. What's coming up in the news? Thanks for understanding.
Okay. Eating and watching TV.
All right.
That makes the news. Also, dog fishing. Ever heard of that?
Dog fishing.
And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice in 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, the SF stair climb is coming up.
That's right. I just want to give a quick shout out to all the people that have contributed over the past few days.
What place are we in?
Right now, we are in third place.
All right.
I'll we take are it. $500 away from second place.
Oh, let's try and get to second place today.
So
thank help you us out, listeners.
Help yeah. us out. Help
thank
us
Thank you to
out.
Richard, Norma, Jennifer, Dee Dee, Jean, Monica, Leanne, Sarah, Kathy, Danielle, Mary. And I posted the link once again on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Super easy to find. Just click. And just know that you're helping every firefighter, police officer, first responder suffering from post-traumatic stress.
Thank you, Hooman, and thanks for doing it. I know it's a lot of effort. And I mean, climbing to the top of the Salesforce Tower via the stairs, no joke.
No joke. 1,700 stairs, 61 flights.
Oh, I'll have a drink ready for you when you get there.
Thanks so much.
So Yuzi's going to take the elevator up.
Yes, I am.
And what is at the top there? Is there like some kind
I don't
of
know,
fabulous...
But I'm
there
like
is.
A...
So it's this like Ohana Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this beautiful room that has...
Does it go all the way around?
It does,
take
yeah.
the whole floor.
It does.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I can't wait.
And the views of the city up there are just
brilliant. Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can actually sign up to run if you really want to see it and check it out. I mean... It's one of the few.
Can anyone go to the party?
I don't know that, but okay. Anyone can sign up. I don't know if anyone can go to the party.
Yeah, but you can sign up to run the stairs, and maybe you're already in great shape because you only have 2-3 weeks to get ready.
Your sister-in-law is really worried.
Yeah, it's 1,700. She's got back problems too. I don't know what either one of you is doing this.
We care about the firefighters.
Well, yeah, obviously. Anyway,
wait, did you say, is Debbie doing it?
Yeah, Debbie's going to do
oh,
it.
Oh, I didn't remember.
Because she's nuts, too.
Yeah.
But it's for an excellent cause.
Absolutely.
And please go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Is that at RadioAlice.com as well?
It is at RadioAlice, but it's super easy to find on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
All right, perfect. So please click and give a donation. Support whom and support the police and the firefighters and all the first responders.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com.
Oh.
It's an app.
Oh,
you get it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And then you listen to this show and then you wait until the next day.
Yep. And then do it all over again.
Yeah.
Right.
We have just tons of podcasts up there, and of course you can listen to the show live no matter where you are on Earth.
So my first story is I want to mention this because I've already mentioned to you that the NFL season, preseason has begun, so football's back, everyone, but sort of in the lamest sort of fashion, the preseason.
Yeah.
Baseball is still a month away from the real crunch time.
Right.
Will the Giants get a wild card spot? Will the A's get a wild card spot? What are you pointing at?
Did you do the sponsor?
Oh, the sponsor?
Yeah, radio.com.
Nope.
I lost actually, that page. I don't know.
You do have a sponsor.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's not too bad. It's actually it ties in perfectly
exactly.
with what you're talking
that's
about right now, which is why
thing.
I thought...
Yeah.
I thought maybe you were actually leading up to it.
No, nope.
Well,
I'm leading up to something. Give me a second.
Right.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Giants and Oakland tonight at Oracle. Oh, okay. Battle of the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Get there early for a nice organically cocky corn dog. Section 133 or on the club level. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's organic coup.
Yes. It's an organic coup.
Oh, all right.
Sponsor.
Yep. All right. They don't even say that there.
I know.
How sneaky.
they're just sneaking it in. Listen, you're thinking about going to the game. You're into baseball. As
all
you were
right.
just mentioning how it's about to get exciting.
Giants
with all the
and
playoffs.
A's are both in the hunt, but we're still a little ways away. But so when I saw this in the news, Simone Biles is a gymnast.
Mm-hmm.
And she just won the all-around title at the U.S. Gymnastics Championship on Sunday. That's the sixth time she's taken home that title in the last 7 years. She did two moves that have never been pulled off in competition before.
Wow.
So the bar has just been risen in a way that I don't know that anyone's going to ever catch her.
She's
that good.
Yep.
She's that far ahead of everyone. And watching them, I'm going to bring this over to you.
Yeah, please let me see these moves that she's... Is this like in her floor... thing or is this
what she does on flat ground?
All right.
Will blow your mind. So this is watch her do the it happens so fast.
Does she do is that three full
flips.
Rotations?
Yeah.
That one, two, three it's at least two, but she I mean you just can't believe the height that she's getting. I mean I get that she gets a little momentum going. She does a couple flips across the mat, and then she just gets so...
So what you just saw was a well, what Sarah just saw was a triple-double. Two flips with three twists. And that's the first time it's ever been done cleanly in a competition.
And she landed
it. This is on flat ground, everyone. And then she does a double flip dismount off of the what is that?
Parallel bar?
The bar.
The balance bar.
The balance bar, right. So anyway, it's just one of the things that's trippy about this, as I watched her do this particular move. In skateboarding, they've gotten so good, so intricate. The moves happen so fast. You actually need to slow it down. They're that good, and that's how good she is. Yeah. You just go, I don't even know what I just saw. You have to be a trained...
It's a whirl. She's a whirling dervish in the air, flying above us. It's like she can practically fly.
You have to be trained to actually be able to decipher these moves they're
making.
In real time. Right. So anyway, she is incredible. I don't know if she'll still be... I hope she's still competing in what is summer? 2020?
2020.
Games?
Well, if she's at this level now, I mean, that's only a year from now, so maybe, right? I mean, she killed it two summers ago.
She's bringing the her game even higher, so pretty neat.
Incroyable.
This story, I'll title, Let Me See Your Cat Do This, Punk.
Oh, what's this person's cat do?
No, your cat couldn't do this because this is what a dog can do.
Oh.
An 87-year-old guy in Maryland was walking through the woods with his two dogs on Monday. He tried to grab a stick for them to play with, but he got stuck in some mud. He's 87. Give him a break.
Yeah. Oh, like quicksand?
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. When he tried to free himself, he just kept sinking deeper. Luckily, his dogs realized he was in trouble, and they went for help.
You're kidding me.
They left him in the woods, ran to a nearby trail, and started barking at people riding by on bikes. One of the bikers says, I think that dog's trying to tell us something.
Was that Lassie? Timmy fell down the well?
They stopped to check it out. They called for help. They were able to get this guy. They found the guy in the woods. Firefighters managed to free him from the mud, and he's okay. He's only stuck for about an hour because his dogs... went and got help.
Yeah, you're right. No cat's doing that.
Let me see your cat do that, punk.
Even if your cat was willing to take a walk with you in the woods, if you went into the mud, he'd just sit down and start, you know, licking his paw and cleaning his face.
Right.
Looking around at you like, what are you doing?
Hurry up.
Oh, cats.
Look at my butt as I walk away from you.
Right.
When's the last time you ate a meal without watching TV?
Last night. I never watch TV and eat. I mean, I might have popcorn or something.
I always watch TV.
Right. Almost 90% of people.
Yeah.
Watch TV or look at their phone.
Do you?
I don't.
Yeah.
Because, well, I did, but now that I have kids, I'm an example setter, which is if I do that, then everyone thinks they can do that.
Right.
And then there's that.
Right. And then that is the thing that you do.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I really, it never even occurs to me to have the TV on when I'm eating.
I pulled the screen out last night because my daughter we were tasking her about class and she was telling us about frogs.
Oh.
And I said, did you know they raised frogs? And she said, they do? And then I said, have you ever heard of the frog rodeo? Which I was making up. I didn't even know. I just started saying stuff because she said some stuff and I wanted to say some stuff. But then I went and looked it up.
There's a frog. You're kidding me.
The frog rodeo is when they eat them, though.
Oh.
And
no.
I was like, oh, no. I can't even show that
Why
to her.
Why would they call that a frog rodeo? That
I
just
don't
sounds
know.
Like a frog massacre.
But I showed her frog racing, and that was fun. We all had a good laugh because they just, you know, they pat behind them and take off.
Right.
But anyway, other than that, for an educational reason, we don't have any screens.
And that's not a TV either.
Right.
I mean, it is a screen, but I guess these days you're. Phone is your TV, so what am I saying?
Most people are watching TV or staring at some kind of screen when they eat.
Wow.
Almost 90%. So there you go.
I'm actually...
Is that sad?
I'm saddened by that.
Don't be.
I guess if you're
People
alone,
are happy.
You're right. What do I care?
They're eating.
You know what? Do you?
And they're watching shows.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And it's no big deal.
Okay.
Someone says the only reason we have the TV on is because I cannot listen to my husband chew while we eat dinner.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Is he allowed? Does he chew with his mouth open or something? It's true. Mouth noises can be actually a real bummer. They do kind of take away your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean?
Sometimes if you can hear someone chewing, it's so gross that you're just like, I think I might be done eating.
Well, what if you're a guy and you're chewing and you're like, hey, I'm just chewing over here.
Right.
I'm trying to eat too.
Okay, then I'm going to turn the TV on and turn it up really loud. Or I'll ask our home assistant to play Nazareth, Hair of the Dog at the top volume.
So,
do you think it'll be done by the time this song's over? Or should I just have it shuffle songs for me?
Oh, I should have done this story after the other dog story. Darn it.
Just do it. Just
my order's all wrong.
It's fine, Vinny.
Ah! Worst news break of the day.
Stop.
Let me rally and see if I can save it.
Okay.
Posing with your dog on Tinder apparently is a thing.
Oh.
It makes people more interested in you.
Alex, is that true? If you pose with your dog on Tinder, do you get more hits?
I'm not sure. I don't have a dog.
Oh, he doesn't have a dog. That's a good man.
That's what dog fishing
anyway.
Is, though, is when you get
Dog fishing
is when you get a dog. Someone
else's.
You get
one just so that...
Just
oh my
for your
God.
Profile pic.
You're saying you, like, borrow someone else's cute dog.
Right. You pose with the dog. Hooman does that. He poses with babies all the time.
Oh, well, so he can get a new baby?
People will say, hey, listen, I just had a kid. Can you post a pic of you and my kid? I said, sure, why not?
What?
They've asked, yeah. People have asked. Not every person, but they've asked.
They've asked you to...
They say, oh... Will you please put my baby on, like, so that their baby will get more followers or something?
No, just so that people will know, you know.
That they had a baby.
They had a baby.
Right. Because you're so well connected that, of course, they would, you know, it behooves them to be on your network.
Well, I do have a check mark.
Oh, do you think that moves their child into a higher class?
Oh, yeah.
Woman?
Oh, no. Absolutely, just another echelon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
I get it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. Your baby was on Hooman's page? Whoa. How'd you get that to happen?
That's a Chanel baby.
Yeah. A Gucci baby.
Prada baby.
Anyway, dog fishing. It's when someone poses for their dating profile pics with a dog or other pet that's not theirs.
Yeah.
And apparently,
what do they tell the people who then go, so when do I get to meet your dog? Oh, that was just a friend's dog.
I don't know.
Unless you keep playing it off.
Oh,
like it's you.
I'm a volunteer at the animal shelter.
Yeah, there you go.
I have heard people do that lie thing online with the they'll just spin a tale. What's the difference, right?
Well, the difference is you're lying.
Well, clearly Tinder's for...
Liars?
An immediate result, not for a long-term...
Oh. Like, oh, he seems so kind. I guess I'll go hook up with him.
Right.
Hmm. So Tinder's not dating at all. Tinder's just hookups.
I think it's
because
both.
Because Alex got a girlfriend out of it.
I think it's both. Yeah. I think it's probably, you tell people what you're looking for and they're either in or out.
Yeah.
But I thought Tinder was about...
the here and now.
Proximity.
Mm. Oh.
Wasn't it?
I don't know. I thought that was Grindr. I have no idea.
I thought it was the hetero Grindr. I've never been on Tinder except to try and... I was on my... friends and I was getting
trying
her,
to swipe some people
I
for
was
her.
Trying to get her some boys.
Mm. Did you do it?
I told you. Yeah, well, no, they didn't. There was no love connection.
Oh, no.
The That's boys true. I chose apparently didn't choose
well
back.
Maybe if you'd chosen on your own profile that would have been, you know, they would have been like, oh man,
the boy had a Thrasher skateboard tee. I'm like, oh you're great.
Yeah,
650 says I couldn't swallow.
Listen, is it from that sandwich?
Maybe.
I inhaled some of that hot sauce, and I haven't been right since.
I didn't have any hot sauce, but I couldn't swallow.
You should
for
have
a
seen the egg fiasco that went down in here.
So we split a sandwich.
Right.
We get these eggs. They're great. They're delicious. Like on good bread, it's a fried egg on either side. So Vinny and I split one. We both bite, in our first bite, we both bite directly into the yolk. It freaking explodes everywhere.
Oh, no.
It's all over me. He's actually smart enough to lean over because it's happened to him before. Uh-huh. We both run. Our hands and faces and, like, everything's covered in yolk. So we both run for the bathroom.
And who do I see as I'm walking into the hall covered in yolk?
Who?
Jane.
Hot Jane.
Yeah, Jane's like, what is going on?
She's perfectly coiffed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there I am with egg all over me.
I gotta wash this jacket now. I had egg all down my front of my jacket. Mm-hmm. So it was like a disaster today. That it explodes, and then I don't know, three or four bites further in, I just inhale like all the pepper from the hot sauce. I started choking. I just spit out my mouthful. I'm like choking to death.
We saw you choking.
Yeah,
we were watching.
Thank you for looking away, because I looked in the other room to see if anyone had witnessed the debacle. And Vinny's like, "Are you all right?" I'm like, this sandwich just—it hates me.
It was a little messy today. Someone says, "Shucks, where'd it go?" That they were going. They're going on a date tonight.
Mm. Off Tinder.
Let's see. I'm about to go on a date tonight with a guy who wears a hat in every picture. My friend says I might be getting hat-fished, meaning he might be bald.
Oh. Hat-fished. Yeah, if there's a hat in every picture.
She's misused that term.
I like hat-fished.
Well, hat-fished is if you're really into hats, right?
Or if you're trying to hide something.
If you're into bald dudes.
No, that dude's trying to hold it in. So this person shouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah.
There's no question that person. I know someone who would... The guy would wear his hat in bed.
Oh.
Because he was like that.
Oh, that's too bad.
You're just killing those follicles. I mean, you don't smile.
Not his hat in bed by himself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he's with someone, he was like...
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, you're right. It's ridiculous. But that's that guy's deal. Mm-hmm. Then that's that guy's deal.
Let us know tomorrow, 650.
One of my friends went on a date and she was like... She couldn't figure out much from the guy's profile, but she was intrigued, and he was kind of witty on text. And when she went to meet him, he wouldn't stand up. He just sat the entire time. And then at the very end of the dinner date, he finally got up, and he was like 6 inches shorter than her.
Oh.
He just wouldn't stand. Oh. If the guy doesn't stand, that should be a red flag. Be like,
so she wasn't down?
Well, she just... was thrown. She wasn't expecting, because she's already like 5'5".
Oh, wow, really?
And he was
like
4'11".
Yeah.
Well,
too bad.
Short people need love too.
Right.
Too bad no one likes them.
Where's our short people?
Short people got nobody.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Bala Kinwood would like to remind you, don't text and drive. Here's some of the stuff you guys said. Sarah, go to Lego.com.
Oh, all right. I guess I should have known there was a Lego.com. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't know that.
Like, where do I get them? My Toys R Us closed. Sarah, if you have a verified check mark on social media, you're officially no longer cool. Wow. There are even memes about this.
Oh, I don't care. I still want one. I was done being cool long ago.
Really?
Yes. Life is so much easier when you're through being cool.
Gurgly is pronounced gargay. I'm laughing so hard over here.
Oh, gargay.
Gargay? I don't know. Looks like gurgly to me.
Gurgly is pronounced gargay.
No.
Maybe it's gargay.
Are these people Hungarian?
I don't know. Hungarian. No one knows. Who cares?
Correct me.
It's fine.
Are you kidding, Vinny? What's at Shasta? Every outdoor activity you can think of is at Shasta. All right. Take it easy. I've never gone. I think I pass it. Is it someplace you pass on the way to Tahoe?
No. It's on the 5 between here and Eugene.
Oh. All right.
It's like 4.5 hours north of here.
So Redding?
Yeah,
past Redding.
Past Redding.
Okay.
Not far past Redding, but, once you get to Redding, there you are in Redding. And then Shasta is the next stop.
Okay. And you like it there?
South. I don't know. I've never been to Shasta. But which is why I'm so jealous my family's leaving me today to go midweek, as though they don't want me to be there. It's weird.
Well, they have time.
They do. They do.
And you've got to go make those dollars, so have a good
I
one.
Do.
Right.
I do.
Someone's got to work, Sarah.
Yeah. I put out the trash tonight. Make my own coffee. God.
Make your own coffee.
Yeah, I hate that. Hate making coffee. John makes a coffee. It's his job.
When Johnny was late, why didn't Sarah go wait in her air-conditioned house rather than sit in the hot studio?
I don't know why we didn't, because we were expecting him to show up.
Any minute.
And so we're all there, and we all have our headphones on. We're all sitting. So all this time is going by. We wrote a song about Johnny being late, and it's on the front of the podcast. By the way, new episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast every Monday at RadioWallace.com. There's a new one from yesterday, and you can hear Johnny be late. We're going to take a quick break and be back and do the text.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.